This is the My New Norm podcast, and I'm your host, Barry Scott Young.
One, two, three.
This is Barry Scott Young, and this episode is a look behind the mic. With more than 50 episodes behind me, I am often asked, how do you find the people? Well, if you don't know, I was in full-time ministry for over 35 years. That's a lot of exposure to people. A good portion of that time was in youth ministries, and it was a blast. Investing in the lives of young people, it was a privilege. So not only do I have the decades of those relationships to pull from, but also from those we fellowshiped and ministered with. You know, life exposes you to people, and people have stories. And I think most stories are meant to be shared. Again, that's testimony. After living in California most of my 60-something life and starting new in Tennessee, I found new connections and friendship of which I can also pull from. There's also the I know a guy who knows a guy resource. I also keep a list of people who drop into my mind and I pull from that list. And let me put this out there. If any of my listeners know that guy or gal, give me a call. That answer segues easily into the what challenges do I face question. The list doesn't always produce the outcome of the guest. People are not ready to share, or they're shy, or sometimes just too busy. And that's okay. I've learned to trust the process. Then there's the personal struggle, myself. I don't script the episodes because I want to make the most natural conversations that I can. Sometimes I listen to myself and wish I had said that better, or I hear the struggle of getting some words out or that they sound weird due to the strokes effect on my speech. But I can tell you this. I recently listened to the first episode and I felt so encouraged to hear that my speech has improved. I'm so grateful that my initial purpose of beginning this podcast was to help me with my speech challenges, and even I can hear the improvement.
We'll be right back.
Basically, they didn't know why I was living, and they sent me home to die. I got to meet with each one of my daughters individually and then collectively and have my last talk with them. Sat down with Deb, redid our will, and made sure everything was in order. I've lived an incredible life. I've helped pull kids out of the sewers and been with orphans I can't tell you how many times and develop relationships. I've been able to travel all over the country. I feel like I have lived five lives, just blessed.
This is Doug Biron, and this is my story. You can listen to my story, season 4, episode 2, on the My New Norm podcast.
I'd say technical issues are pretty low on my list of challenges, but they do happen. But that gives me the opportunity to up my game and skill level. And when I overcome it, it is a pretty good feeling. I really didn't know how long this podcast would last. Honestly, it's already gone beyond where I thought it would go, both with audience and time. But I can tell you this, I am having fun. I love the renewed friendships this has given me. Some of my guests and I haven't touched base in decades, and man, there's nothing like friendships where you can go back and see not only what people have gone through and endured, but the faithfulness of God over the years in their life. I love hearing their stories. I love the authenticity of the real life and their willingness to share. It will often bring me to tears or make me laugh. It's interesting, and I probably would want to do this even if I had a handful of committed listeners. So to wrap this up, I hope you've gained a little bit of what goes on in the background and how the My New Norm podcast got started and how it's been such a positive addition to my life. And I hope yours too. Whether you pop in for a listen every once in a while or you don't miss a single episode, I greatly appreciate your interest and support. I hope to continue to bring many, many more stories, your stories, to the podcast. And if you want to share it with those you know, that would be great too. If you ever have a question or comment, I welcome them. This is Barry Scott Young, and this has been A Look Behind the Mic. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to part 2 of the Behind the Mic. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I think our mics are working pretty okay.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Y'all heard that?
All right.